FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by Mila and KK from Sunflower Sessions. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for you two popping in to me. So tell me about Sunflower Sessions.
Take it away, Mila.
So Sunflower Sessions is kind of a passion project of myself and KK. We started it after we came back from travelling and we just finished college and we've really had the post-college blues and like post-summer blues as well, to be honest, and not really knowing where we kind of fit in, especially in Ireland where everything is surrounded by drinking and going out and meeting people in that kind of sense. And we decided to create something that we really wanted, which was Sunflower Sessions, which is yoga and live music events.
Excellent.
Where we all come together and we take part in a yoga class with live music and then watch an intimate gig. And yeah, it's just something really special and fun for us.
It's kind of like an alternative to, like, we found the only option to meet people and to hang out with your friends was to go to the pub. And we still do that and it can be fun, but it's so nice to have like an alcohol-free alternative where you're kind of hitting every spot.
You know,
you're doing a bit of yoga. Yeah. Listen to music.
Did the travelling kind of inspire that a little bit, perhaps?
Definitely.
Definitely in a way, cause especially because we were spending so much time together. And it was like, we'd be playing music, going to yoga classes. And then I think when we came home, it all kind of just jumbled together to have kind of a eureka moment.
Absolutely. And as well, like traveling, whenever you get to meet so many new people and in new places, and like, you know, you don't, like, you're meeting them in so many different contexts. And then, like, coming home whenever you're not meeting all these new people, it does kind of feel a little bit,
you're lacking something.
Yeah. So we really wanted that. And we thankfully have kind of got that from Sunflower Sessions.
And the community that goes along with it, too, because the response has been amazing, hasn't it?
Yeah. Crazy. Like, we kind of started out posting kind of videos of us talking about the idea and the concept on TikTok. And we were just kind of blown away by the amount. But we kind of knew there was going to be some sort of interest from just talking to our friends and everybody our age that's looking for the same thing that we were looking for. But then from TikTok, we had so many people reaching out to us and saying they loved the idea. And it kind of then just happened where every event we posted just ended up selling out within a few minutes, which was crazy and still is really cool. And we have people come back to events and we actually have, like, we've made friends from doing the events, which is just so cool.
Did it take off straight away or did it take kind of word of mouth for it to spread?
Really, thankfully, it kind of did take off straight away. Like, our first event sold out in the first day, and which we did not expect at all. And people, I think people are really looking for something in Dublin like that. You know, people are looking for community. People are looking for nice things to do. And people are looking at new ways to make friends that isn't, you know, in the typical sense of going out and meeting people in that way. And yeah, like, it just kind of uptook very fast. And it was very exciting.
We've definitely created more of a community, like, now, obviously, compared to November. But it happened quite quickly and organically, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So tell us about how the events happen. Tell us about how, I suppose, when you go along to one, what you expect to see.
Yeah. So the event begins with, Mila is a yoga teacher.
And you do music.
And I'm a musician as well. So we begin the session with Mila does a yoga class and we have the yoga class alongside live music. So this is generally like not like your typical singing gig. It's like, say, piano synths. The last one we had like a drum soundscape. We kind of differentiate, make it different for every event. And then we'd have a break. So we'd have like a drink sponsor or a food sponsor
alcohol
that would...
Free.
An alcohol-free drink, a kombucha. For everyone to kind of mingle and chat. And then we get loads of pillows and cushions and quilts and put them all over the ground. And then everyone kind of sits down, cuddles up, and we have like a proper kind of intimate gig there of, like, say, could have two Irish artists, like a co-headline.
Lovely.
And yeah, that's kind of the gist of the events. Yeah.
It kind of sounds like that you're kind of feeding into all the senses as well in some way.
Yeah. Because I think what's really nice is that, like, because obviously I've been gigging for a few years and I've played in most of the, like, live venues in Dublin. And I think when you're at a gig and you're, say, in a pub, because most of them are in pubs, and you're drinking and it's very kind of, you're not really in your body. You're not, like, necessarily, like, aware of everything that's happening. But what's so nice mixing with the yoga, with the music, is that you become so present after you do yoga and then a meditation, when you're actually listening to the music, you feel so kind of safe in a way.
Yeah.
You feel very present in your body and you can really enjoy it and really listen to the artist, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Is it open to anyone? So if you're kind of beginner level in yoga...
Absolutely.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all of them, all of our Sunflower sessions are open to everybody. And like, even if you are advanced or a beginner, you'll enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's not one of those things that like, every class is fun and it's designed to be fun and it's curated alongside the music. And like, any level, never done yoga or you're a professional.
Yeah, I forced my brothers to come to one of the events and they've never done yoga before and they had this whole conception of yoga. Yeah. And like, I can't do yoga. And they loved it.
Yeah.
And they were able for it. Like, I think you just have this thing in your head that yoga is going to be this really advanced. And that's why you wanted to do it too, because like going to yoga classes sometimes can be very intimidating.
Yeah.
Mm. And we loved the idea of having an all levels kind of accessible, easy to do yoga.
Absolutely. Yeah, and in that as well, like within yoga and going to yoga classes, there is a sense of community going to yoga classes, but it's the yoga class and then you head home. And like you all kind of share something whenever you do a yoga class together, and then you all go off in your different ways, and being able to share that experience with people and then be able to talk about it, or not even talk about it, just talk about anything in general afterwards while you're all kind of in that same state of mind is really special and unique.
Tell us about the event you have coming up on April 28th.
So our next event is actually a little bit different. We're working with Salon Solace, which is a beautiful event series that this guy Alan does, where he does it up in, is it Cliney?
Cliney Hill,
where he does a breath work and alongside working with like an Irish musician, changes for every event. And then they go up onto the Witch's Hat and they do like a shakedown, sunset kind of thing. And for our next event, we're partnering with Alan. So we're going to mix between breath work. Excellent. We're going to do a little bit of movement with Mila, and we're going to have a harmonium alongside the breath work and movement. And then we're all going to go up to the Witch's Hat and we're going to have an acoustic session. There's myself, Harry Fennell and Taylor Byrne going to play.
It's a donation-based event and all the proceeds are going to the Simon community.
Oh, amazing. What's a harmonium?
It's kind of like, it's like an accordion, but not mixed with the piano.
Okay. Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a beautiful instrument.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool.
I can imagine kind of being in that chill stage as well and listening to something like that. That is really fitting. But I understand how difficult it is playing an instrument, really. But tell me, how can people get involved and find out more about everything you're doing?
Well, they can get involved by heading over to our Instagram. So our Instagram is Sunflower Sessions and we have everything posted there on our grid that you can see. And then we have a link in our bio where we upload all of our events and you can head to our Eventbrite and you'll be able to get tickets to our event on the 28th. And yeah, you'll see everything over there.
There's also a great giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so all the donations above €7 towards the event, you have a chance to win. It's a year unlimited yoga membership with Yoga Hub.
Alongside loads of other goodies.
Yeah.
So go check it out. Mila and KK, thank you so much for popping in.
Thank you for having us,
Louise. Thank you so much.